Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
According to TMZ, Tom Lester, who is best known for playing Ebb Dawson on the 60s sitcom Green Acres, has died of complications from Parkinson's disease. According to the report, Lester died yesterday morning in Nashville at the home of his fiance and longtime caregiver, Jackie. After Green Acres, Tom went on to land supporting roles in two popular animal movies, Benji in 1974 and Gordy all the way in 1994. He also had a guest spot on Knight Rider in the 80s. Lester's last acting credit was for a 2014 comedy called Campin' Buddies. He was the last surviving regular cast member of Green Acres. Tom was 81. Rest in peace, Tom Lester. Warner Brothers announced a slew of delayed releases for upcoming flicks as a result of the worldwide movie theater shutdown in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. First, the highly anticipated prequel for The Sopranos, as well as Will Smith's King Richard, which is a film based on the life of tennis stars Serena and Venus Williams and their father and coach Richard Williams, have both had their release dates pushed back to 2021. The Many Saints of Newark, which is The Sopranos prequel, was due to hit theaters this September. That will now open on March 12th of next year. And King Richard, which was due for release around Christmas this year, is now slated for release on November 19th, 2021. Other films that'll be delayed include The Batman starring Robert Pattinson, which moves 4 months to October 1st, 2021, and the as-yet-untitled Elvis Presley biopic from director Baz Luhrmann, which stars Austin Butler and Tom Hanks. That has been pushed back 1 month to November 5th, 2021. There's more to the Ticketmaster story than meets the eye, or so says a class-action lawsuit filed yesterday. I told you on Hollywood Headlines yesterday that Ticketmaster has now decided that it will refund ticket purchases for events that have been postponed due to the coronavirus, but apparently that was their policy all along until the pandemic postponed virtually all of their events. And that's when, according to Derek Hansen, the guy who filed the class action lawsuit, Ticketmaster changed their refund policy. In the lawsuit, Hansen claims that Ticketmaster had a policy stating customers could get refunds on tickets purchased if, quote, your event is postponed, rescheduled, or canceled. But then, Ticketmaster retroactively revised its refund policy after the outbreak to state that refunds are allowed only for canceled events, which, according to the lawsuit, excludes postponed or rescheduled events, even if those delays are indefinite. According to the suit, the potential damages are in excess of $5 million. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin. Here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.